Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Skankfest 2019, presented by Infinite CBD.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
The world's first comedy party, Skankfest NYC, is back, and we're going bigger than ever before.
Holy shit, I've done so much to make this a thing.
It was a lot.
Were you not a part of history?
This year, we have 3 full days of Skank festivities.
June 21st through 23rd at the Brooklyn Bazaar in Brooklyn, New York.
They want to hear the blop blop. Of course they want to hear the blop blops. They want it.
Over 150 stand-up comedians and live podcasts.
Including the Legion of Skanks, Ari Shaffir, Dan Soder, Michael Che, Cumtown, Janine Garofalo, the Lucas Brothers, Nate Bargatze, Kurt Metzger, Jake the Snake Roberts, Doug Benson, Tony Hinchcliffe, the Goddamn Comedy Jam, Robert Kelly, Bonnie McFarlane, Rich Voss, the Anthony Cumia Show, Believe You Me with Michael Bisping, Ron Bennington, and many, many more.
It is the Legion of Skanks.
Skankfest NYC is back.
There was a fantastic universal sense that whatever we were doing was right, that we were winning.
Tickets are on sale now at skankfestnyc.com. Infinite CBD presents Skankfest 2019.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Froze over when you thought you could hold Yoda with flows older than the first sold cold soda. Grow mo for my bros, those Rojo soldiers. Them Cinco's are at it again. Blow Doja. I am like Iron Mike. Back in the day, my ramen's iron height. Defying flight. Try and bite like a razor in a candy apple. A taser in a jammy. Tackled by a neighbor with the family shackles. Labor in a man, he's daffled. I get angry, I sit bombs. On your rich line, I was brought up Muslim and Christian. I've been studying Chrislam.
That's not a thing. So is up Friday. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, international superstar. Zach D'Amico is with me. Hello.
You look like your own evil twin brother.
I feel like I'm leaning into this evil villain look. I like it. I'm not shaving my mustache or my chin pubes. I'm not attractive. Why am I doing things? I'd rather do something more interesting on my face than try to be attractive. It's over. Turn 37.
Welcome to my fucking strategy since we've met.
Right. I get it completely, dude. Make it fun. At least make it fun. Look at my silly fucking mustache. It's great. So, I do see parents, they get uncomfortable when I go around their children.
I think the chin keeps it from being too scary. If it was just mustache, that might be a problem.
We'll see what happens, guys. Welcome to the show, Real Ass Podcast. Very excited about today's show. Number one, it's Friday. We have to end the week the right way. Thank you for all of the West Coast drivers. 8 o'clock in the morning, just tuning into this show. You guys are the fucking best. But we have 2 great guests, as always. But it's a rarity because these are not white men, which we book a lot of white guys on this show. That's sort of the theme, which, you know, look, it's fine. I'm the only brown person out there defending the white man anymore. You know, the white man can't even stand up for themselves anymore. So they need a Puerto Rican to come and do it because they're pussy whipped by society right now.
Alternatively, this is what we've got.
Yes, basically, this is all they have left. It's me, okay? But today's show, very excited to have regular guests here on this show and a lot of shows on the Gas Digital Network. Derek Gaines is here.
What's happening?
What up, baby boy?
Ain't shit too. Good to see you. You know, just another day. Just another day with a cool coat and a cool hat.
I like
it. Attractive.
You are attractive, man.
Thank you, man.
Are smooth. You do dress very nice.
I
dig it, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate
Derek Gaines
it.
Must have slayed so much white pussy in his day, and we're going to talk about that today. The white pussy is high level pussy. Everyone knows that on the totem pole of pussy. Come on, doggy. You don't give a fuck what
pole.
We want. The pussy pole. The pussy pole, white pussy is at top,
it's
and we can debate
dangerous.
That.
I don't know if it's very dangerous.
We can, yeah, you're going to get me too'd, but you know what?
But it's the top of the pole, so if you fall off,
you're
the most dangerous
you fall
place.
Hard. You're falling hard, yeah. It's a good
falling
point.
Falling hard. You're going to break something.
Also, first time on the show, very funny comedian Eagle Witt, who I always thought was Puerto Rican, joins us.
Young E.
I think of Puerto Rican sometimes, too. It's cool.
You got a Puerto Rican look.
It's a very confusing face.
Yeah, but you told me earlier today that you're half black, half white.
Yeah.
Mulatto magic. It's mulatto magic.
Is mulatto, is that an offensive term? I feel like it is.
I don't think so. I think it's cool.
Is it technically, though? Is it supposed to be?
Maybe. I've heard people be like, "Who said mulatto? You can't have mulatto." And I'm like, shut up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's fine.
Because, Brad, that's the truth. Brown people have real problems to worry about. Like, I can't be focused so much on the word you just used. I got fucking rent to pay. It's the truth. You know,
there's worse words for that that start with M.
Yes. Mulatto is a term used to refer to people born of one white parent and one black parent, or from two mulatto parents. Oh, that's actually a good point. Although historically considered a factual, fair term of racial classification, in modern day, it's generally considered to be derogatory or offensive. Okay, so it used to be okay, and then people are like, all right, ease up, okay?
That's crazy, because it just said it's like a factual term.
Yeah.
But my only Brooklyn's question upset.
Is, if two mulatto parents make a kid, does that make the kid 100% of both race? Right?
See what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
Because you have
if they both mix, and then they mix, that make the motherfucker both, he like 200%. Like, he
Derek
half man, half
never
amazing.
Went to math class. And it's fine. It's not even an
right?
issue.
Right? I'm just asking a question.
If one mulatto is traveling at 50 miles an hour, and another mulatto, who's driving the cops? We know. It's a great joke. Classic bit. Look, unbelievable show plan today. Eagle Witt, I'm very happy to have you on the show. We have a lot to talk about here in the Realize Podcast. Let's get some plugs out the way with the quickness. And Eagle, just eat your mic a little bit. Just get nice and close in there, right?
Yeah.
Imagine it's some white pussy.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What would you do to it?
This is going
to
make me lose all my black female followers.
No, it's okay. Your black female followers, they know that you love white women. That's why they hate it. They're not happy. They're
not
happy.
I'm not co-signing whatever Lewis is saying right now.
We're going to get into it. We're going to get into it.
Let him filter it all out.
It's true. I don't think about what I'm going to say before I'm going to say it.
Let him talk, and then you go, okay, I can cut cookies from that shit.
I get there eventually. Yeah. I get to a good point eventually. Watch. You'll see. Let's get some plugs going. Eagle, what would you like to plug, my friend? This is a big show. This is a huge show. There are tens of thousands of people that listen to this show every single week.
I just want y'all all to follow me on Instagram.
Hell yeah.
At Eagle Witt. If you can't spell, it's EAGLEWITT.
You did your research. You know my audience. Good.
Absolutely.
Very nice. Derek Gaines.
Oh, hey. Well, I'm doing okay this year. So first off, just follow me at The Great Boy. TheGreatBoy. Bam. Two, I got the second season of The Last OG coming out on April 2nd. Check that out on TBS.
Great. Very funny.
And I got my own podcast, trying to be like my podcast brothers, and it's called No Need for Apologies. It's with me and the illustrious Monroe Martin.
So love it. So. Both of you guys are great. Love having you guys on the show. Very funny podcast. I have listened to it. Go check those guys out. Zach Amico, what would you like to plug, my friend?
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. And check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at
like
midnight.
Like that spook show, boy.
Thank you, buddy. Comics watching horror movies. Tonight is The Stepfather with Chris Cotton and Tiana Miller.
Tell Chris I said what's up.
That sounds awesome. So you always pick you go with a theme depending on who the guests are.
I actually did Stepfather because I knew Tiana had issues with her stepfather, and it's a movie about a stepfather who kills his family.
And Chris Cotton has the energy of a stepfather.
Hilarious.
So he
really does.
He figured out it's a perfect.
He's the one that rides his bike everywhere, but he's a cool guy,
Yeah, he's like 3 years away from a permanent sweater vest situation.
Yeah, Chris is—he's headed down that road.
Chris has like who's a comedian that that made Bebe's Kids?
Robin Harris. Well, Faison Love was the voice, but it was based on Robin Harris.
Robin Harris' characters.
Robin
yeah.
Harris' joke.
That's Chris Cotton's future. I feel like he's gonna just marry a chick with 8 kids.
He's already married.
Oh, he's already married?
Already married. Got a wife. They never had kids yet. She lives in Philly. He lives in New York.
Oh, I did know that. All right.
I can't see him not having a wife. He just got that swagger.
He really does. Yeah. Retired cop, married swagger.
Yeah. Carl Winslow.
Yeah.
That motherfucker's a regular Carl Winslow. But anyway.
All right. Look. I got a couple things coming up tonight. If you're listening live, tonight and tomorrow night, I will be down the shore. Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club with Justin Silver. Going to be a lot of fun. Been having a great time so far. Jersey people are just trash. You guys laugh at my horrible, horrible jokes. So thank you so much for coming out and supporting that. April 12th, I'm going to be at, I told you guys I would name the venue, Two Roads Brewery in Stratford, Connecticut. April 12th, myself, Kim Congdon, Ryan Broth. One show, 6:30 p.m., a little bit early, but come the fuck out, guys. Craft beer, comedy. We're going to get a little crazy that night. You guys know what the fuck's up. Whenever me and Kim do a show together, we usually pick one lucky man or woman from the crowd to watch us have sex after the show. So just come out. There's a chance it could be you. We'll see what happens. Yeah, guys, also I got my special coming out April 1st. You guys can purchase it on iTunes. You can purchase it on Amazon, Gas Digital, everywhere you can buy a comedy special. April 1st, Luis J. Gomez presents Luis J. Gomez. I'm very excited to show you guys. We're dropping the trailers next week. So you guys, you know what the fuck's up. You've been supporting me for a long time. This is it. It's the comedy special, the end all comedy specials. I may quit comedy after this. I don't need to do it. I've made my imprint on the world. I don't need to do anything else. I've done what I've done, okay? But buy it now. Buy it now before the man tells you you can't. Who knows? It's too hot for TV. You know? That's why nobody bought it. Because it was too hot for TV. Showtime's looking at it right now. Hey, there's still, so you guys know, there's a chance it's not coming out April 1st. It could always come out on Showtime. One final.
Hey, boy.
Who knows? Yeah. Who knows what will happen on that one?
That's so By the funny. Way, how Puerto Rican is it that you have a last-minute cash grab the month taxes are due? Please buy my special!
It needs to drop by April 15th.
By the 15th, y'all need to get it before the 15th.
And then last but not least, Skankfest NYC returns the fourth year. We're not fucking around. We're going bigger. We're going better. SkankfestNYC.com for tickets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. Am I in that? I can't remember.
I'm in.
I want to do that shit, though. I love that.
If you submitted, you got my fuck up. I've seen your poem. You are a killer. You will be performing if you submit. If you didn't submit, let me know. Go find out, and we'll talk to the powers that be, because I know you're very funny.
Lewis is the power.
I fucks with the skanks.
The crowds at Skankfest do not fuck around, guys. They're telling you right now, it's the best time. If you don't know what Skankfest is, it's a 3-day-long comedy party, nonstop, from Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all day, all night, live stand-up comedy shows, podcasts. I'll even announce this. I can't announce it because it's not official yet, but I'm going to announce it anyway. There's like 99% chance we're having professional wrestling on Sunday with Capital Wrestling. Zach Amico. Maybe the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake may make his professional wrestling debut, but we may be bringing an entire ring to the fucking Brooklyn Bazaar. It's getting fucking crazy. Some of the comics we have already announced, okay? Ari Shaffir, obviously. The Legion of Skanks, obviously. Big J. Okerson and Dave Smith. Bonnie McFarlane, Chris DiStefano. Cypha Sounds is going to be DJing on Friday night and doing stand-up comedy, which is going to be fire.
On that show.
We got Doug Benton's coming out. We're having Doug Loves Movies. Tony Hinchcliffe. Kill Tony's going to be there as well. Jake the Snake Roberts from Our Youth is coming. Yeah, I don't know. We're going to probably give him drugs. It's going to be great. That's not safe. Joe Lissa, Mark Normand, Jessica Kirsten, Jimmy Martinez, Joe DeRosa, Kurt Metzger, Joe Mackey. The list goes on and on. Keith Robinson, Kevin Brennan, the guys we fuck girls, Christine Hutchinson and Corinne Fisher. Michael Bisping's coming out for the first time. We're doing our live podcast there. Sam Tripoli's coming out.
Janine Garofalo.
Janine Garofalo's going to be there. What? That's crazy. Nobody thought she should come. her agents, her friends, us, like, who came up with this shit?
She got a lot of tattoos.
She's going to fit in. She's going to probably right fuck in. A fan, guys. There's a good chance.
She does stand up in sleeveless shirts.
Guys, there's a chance you could hook up with Janine Garofalo. I shouldn't say that. Edit. I'm kidding. You can't fuck Janine Garofalo. You could try. I guess maybe. Who am I to say? Who am I? I don't know what she likes.
She's anything a nice lady. Possible. She's a very nice lady.
Who knows what she likes? Look, she's ready. Look
at
her face.
Look at those tats.
Look at her face. Tats. Oh, sorry. I had a different
tats.
Thing.
She looks like Big J's mom.
A really cool auntie.
Michael Che, Mike Vecchione, Rich Voss. So the list goes on. 150 stand-up comedians, 20 live podcasts, specialty shows. The Palmer Squares are performing. It's going to be the biggest, craziest years that we've ever had. Get your tickets right now. I think there are 25 all-access passes left. This is it. Wow. This is it. You're not going to be able to come, guys. Saturday is already sold out. If you don't get these all-access passes, you're not coming on Saturday. Okay? So don't fuck around here, guys. SkankfestNYC.com. That's all I'll say about it. That's it. I'm on my intermittent fasting diet right now.
Oh, okay.
So I'm a little bit.
It's like when you skip 12 hours and then you eat and then do another 12 hours. And, like, it's just you don't only eat like breakfast once a day or some shit like that, right?
Usually, breakfast is only once a day.
Yeah, but no, like you don't do the you know, the breakfast. That's my fault. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, but you take out lunch and dinner or some shit like that.
What you do is you get it's about calorie reduction, but what it is, the one that I'm doing is I can eat for 8 hours and then I have to fast for 16 hours in a row.
I'll be.
You're sleeping 8 of those hours, though. So really, you're fasting for 8 hours. And the way that I do it is between 1 p.m. and 9 p.m. I'm not eating anything. Or I'm sorry, I am eating. That's the only time I'm allowed to eat is between 1 p.m. and 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. But I'm not restricting like the type of food that I'm eating as much. But I'm not binging either. The problem is when I do like a keto diet and I do a cheat day, Sunday I'm like, I need to eat everything.
You're going hard, yeah.
Going too fucking hard. Yeah. Now I'm like, I don't need to binge because I can have a cookie if I want one. It's not really a big deal. So you just, it's a different mentality. So I'm enjoying it so far. You guys are just skinny, fucking lean, black men with great muscles and fucking
good genetics.
It's nice.
This sounds gay. I'm not gay, but I'm naming a fact.
Breeding had something to do with that.
Look, these motherfuckers, if they took their shirts off right now, Eagle Witt's never worked out a day in his fucking life, but he's probably got abs down to his fucking dick meat. It makes me really furious. Nice. Am I wrong or am I right, Eagle?
Absolutely right, ladies. If you're listening, he couldn't be more correct.
They aren't. There's no women that listen to this show. Did you listen to the way that I speak about women? Anytime a woman listens to this show, any bitch that listens to this show, she fucking gets it. If your woman listens to this show and she likes it, marry that bitch right now because she has a great sense of humor and low self-esteem.
She's down.
Just Eagle's got 8 abs, like you're supposed to hopscotch down to his top.
Guaranteed, Eagle's one of those motherfuckers with 8 abs. Am I wrong or am I right?
He's absolutely right.
I know you are.
Yeah, it might be 10. Damn. I don't know. It's crazy.
It's fucking 8 pack. It's 8 crazy. No. It's crazy. Handsome guy, Eagle. Handsome guy, Derek Ange. You guys are actually amazing. I'm glad my girlfriend's not here right now because she likes mulattoes. That's specifically her type.
It's half her favorite thing.
Yes.
Bang, bang.
Dougie, I'm saying right now, that specific. I remember one time she got mad at me because she listened to an old episode of Legion of Skanks. And I'm like, first of all, don't listen to Legion of Skanks, you idiot. Are you fucking retarded? Why would you listen to the shit that I say on that show? We say crazy shit. So if you're going to sort to deconstruct thing, just in life, I told her this in general. I was like, Kim, you come at me with a new problem every day. If you're looking for the problems with me, you're going to find them. If you're looking for the problems with anybody, I could find them. If I'm sitting there, I was like, I'm going to tell you what's wrong with fucking Eagle Witt, and I'm just going to look for some new thing to be annoying about and annoyed about.
All right.
You're going to find it, guaranteed. You're not That's supposed to look for fucking...
That's why you don't look in phones, man.
Exactly.
Looking in phones is a dub. If you're in a relationship, man, y'all both just let it be.
Let it be. Let it be. Because no matter what, even if the person's not being shady, you're going to think through. You're going to find something.
Something.
You're going to find something.
It'd be like a hello to a coworker or something. Something stupid.
And then women think about, you know, the fucking subtext with you saying hi.
Coded.
4 o'clock in the morning. Language. You're horny as shit.
Like, why did you say hi with a dick pic, Eagle? What do you mean?
That's how everybody says hi.
What do you mean? Doug, I'm telling you right now. But to be honest with you, all their instincts, they're right. Isn't that fucked up? Doug, we're good actors. Good. We're good actors. Right. We pretend. We're like, no, are you crazy, crazy bitch? Stop. If you go through my phone, why? I'm not into this girl. Why would I be into her? You
so
have the
what?
Password
her
to my
ass
phone.
Is fat. So what? So what?
They're always right.
Yeah, yeah.
They're always right at some level. And the problem is men are better at arguing than women.
Okay.
So we get out of it 99% of the time.
Okay.
But ladies, trust your instincts. Actually, human beings, trust your instincts.
I don't think men are better than arguing. No,
we're
lying.
Pretty good, man.
No, we're good at arguing.
We got all this logic.
No, logic sometimes kicks in sometimes. If you know how to string up words, you can get them.
Women are too emotional. So what we can do is we do two things. Number one, we can pretend to be emotional. Right? So we have that. We have this like even fucking thing. And then we're also more logical and we disconnect from the emotion because we're not really. Yeah. Justin Silver asked me this the other day. He's like, do you ever feel
Can
like,
I suck your cock?
Dude, I would love it. Come on, we won't have to tell anybody. We're on the road. Friends. No, he was like, do you ever feel, he was like, I guess he hurt some girl that he was dating or whatever. He was like, do you ever feel bad about hurting a chick? And I'm going like, not really. I have a hard time having empathy just in general, but I think it's because
you're a sociopath.
Maybe. But I'm not wrong about this. If you step back and you realize that that's part of the game.
Okay.
It's par for the course to be hurt in life, to make mistakes, both to make mistakes and to be a person that is hurt, right? It's going to happen to you, guaranteed. So I can sort of step back and like look at myself like as an outer body experience and go, yeah, of course, that's supposed to happen. That, like, I can't, how am I going to lose sleep over making a mistake? Or how am I going to lose sleep over even a girl hurting me and her making a mistake, when the reality is that's natural human interaction, it's natural human intuition. So I step back and I don't have empathy. Now, maybe that's a sociopathic way to look at it, but it's also not wrong. I'm not really wrong in that sense. And if you become less emotional and stop taking things so personally.
Oh, yeah, this bitch, this is supposed to happen. Like, I get it, I guess. Like,
it is.
Happen. Yeah.
It's all part of it.
Get out of here.
If you have a friend who, his girl cheated on him or she hurt him in some way.
Uh-huh.
Is your mind fucking blown? Or no, does that just happen to everybody we know?
Before New York, I used to go, how cool. But after New York City, man, after 5 years, I've been here 10, but after 5, I was like.
But yeah, I think it's also because you're older. It may not be the environment as much. Yeah, how old are you now?
I'm 34.
Yeah. Dude, I used to, when girls would cheat on me, I've had girls cheat on me. I mean, I wish cameras existed back then. Because the amount of times that I've cried and screamed into the air, like crying. Like, I mean, in fucking public. With people, they could see. Why? Why? Hitting myself, doggy,
doggy, yeah.
Doggy.
Like the guy that got hit by the car at the end of RoboCop.
But he was toxic waste. Oh, I remember that shit. He splattered all over the windshield. It was crazy.
You know what I'm saying, man. When you're young, it's, you know, you're more emotional. Hey. You take everything. But I'm just like, oh, maybe I'm damaged and broken. I don't know.
I know I'm damaged, broken.
Yeah. Are you with a chick now?
I'm not. I've been single for 10 years. Yeah, I've been single since 2010. Yeah, so right. just a lot of ladies.
White pussy, right?
There's been some. there's been an account. Yeah. Dangerous.
He's real estate at the top of the totem pole.
Fun, you know.
It's just excellent. It looks great. You know,
the black pussy looks great too if you get the girls that, you know.
She's gotta be the right one. She's gotta look a little white.
No, she doesn't. Oh, I was in fucking Magic City the other
you
day.
You ever see African pussy?
I've seen chocolate pussy.
Pull up
pussy
African pussy, Shannon. Like,
all right, don't
deep,
pull
dark,
up the worst fucking. Deep, you gonna I'm pull up that deep, cave pussy. Don't do
I'm
that.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm just curious as to what's about to come up when she Googles.
I mean, pull up pussy. Nice black pussy, not somebody who's fucking got their clit cut off with a rock.
I want to see.
Ah, that's so. That's beautiful.
Not
that's not even
bad.
Bad. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but you say, look, when she opens it up like that, she's a white woman. You look at that. Zoom in really close. Zoom in really, really close, Shannon. Get in there.
Like different shades of pink.
Get in
but
there.
Different shades of pink.
No, I'm talking about, I want to see just the pink.
What?
Go ahead. Go. No, that's actually the color white.
Harrington's saying he can't go in further.
That's not bad.
Look, Harrington can't get in further. Of course like you can't, you little dick bitch. Okay, boom. Roasted.
You called her? Oh, wow, there you go. All right, man. Give me another one.
Yeah.
That looks like it's singing.
Let's get one that's not busting it open. Let's get
right,
one that's
man.
Just sitting there regular.
Go a little, it looks like, oh my God,
nice
it looks
one.
Like a mouth within a mouth.
Yeah.
Does it look like the inner
I
lips
see,
are like,
yeah.
Or giving a little kissy face?
Swing low. It looks like a,
That's a white woman. And then you pull that, oh, it's an African woman. Say, all right, you're right. I take it all back.
Tell you, man.
There's some nice,
black
vagina.
There's nice vaginas. There's terrible vaginas.
Black chicks. First
beef
of all,
curtains.
Black chicks.
I fucked a girl with beef curtains. White chick, beef curtains.
Not all white chicks
you know,
are
I say something
just
about the curtains, man. Is a lot of times the curtains look gross, but they had some amazing pussy in there.
There you go.
Oh,
it's just
my
like
God.
The show.
They look terrible, but inside, wow.
There you go.
The first time I saw pussy, it was, here we go. There, this is, there, we, there she is.
Oh, wow.
That's
yeah, but
not
that's
even
not
bad.
Nah,
that was
no.
supposed to be
that's
bad, and then they went down.
Bad.
It's a nice puss.
It's not even bad.
I'm not gonna hold you. I'm still looking at her face in my mind. It makes the pussy worse. Her face is terrible.
Her face is terrible, but that's not bad. Oh, come on,
who
man.
Who are these black women? They look terrible.
Why would you do that?
This nigga showed me a picture
of
my mom. I don't want to see this.
It's an English teacher.
That looks like Predator's mouth.
That's yeah, a terrible vagina.
That looks exactly like Predator's mouth.
It looks like there's a little person in there. You see that?
And she's also, that's not real. That's not a real photo. There's no way because she has a fucking hymen. Look, I've watched plenty of defloration videos.
There you go.
Yeah,
girl. Fuck me, baby boy. All right, there we go. We got it. I'm just saying, you know, white pussy is, and I'm not even saying for me or for everybody. What I'm saying is, I'm speaking for the black experience.
Go ahead.
It has to be pretty fucking incredible to fuck a white chick as a black man. Because I know it's pretty awesome as a Puerto Rican man, and I'm pretty pale. Also, can you give me a hat, Shannon? This is distracting as fuck. Look at this shine on my hat. I shaved my hand yesterday.
It's pretty shiny.
That was racist. I'm sorry. You need to stop saying.
Oh, you shaved your head.
That was fucked up.
Oh, to get ready for this show?
Look at this shine. And shine's a race.
Yeah.
That was excellent. That was a fucking under the radar. Zach's genuinely racist because you wouldn't even hear it unless you're racist. You wouldn't have even noticed.
They used to call it shines back in the day. It was a thing. It was one of the older racist terms.
Basically shines.
What's it? Yeah, oh, fair, I call you, but it's not as shit hard.
Amico, I like your hat, man. I'm a Charles Manson fan. Big fan.
I have blotting papers if you want to reduce the shine.
Blotting papers?
Want to try it?
Maybe, yeah, bring it in. I love to blot my head. It was crazy how shiny my head
blot.
Was.
Yeah. Blot, blot.
Let me see. What does this do?
Like it pulls the oils and stuff.
I don't have an oily head, you fucking cunt.
Yeah, you do. It's like buffed. It looks like it's
look at this shit.
It's
like spray buff. Oh, my God.
Like they put it in the bowling ball machine.
Yeah.
This is what I do. Let me see. Does this make a difference? Let's
you
see.
You got the fourth quarter light.
So I just do this.
To, like blot it. Blot.
You got to blot. You got to.
Yeah,
there you
like
go.
Press down. Yeah.
It's there still shining, like motherfuckers. The light's right there, but yeah. That did nothing. Made it worse.
Yeah, I'm actually
hear it though. Kind of
shinier now.
No, this needs to fucking go.
Dude. That thing is. Whoo.
This is what the fuck is this?
Why are you touching all of them?
Shut up, Shannon. Shut up. You love my fingers. That's the thing. This is the problem when you own a business. Because all your fucking all your female employees want to fuck you, and it's really difficult to even pay attention to work anymore. Shannon.
Yes.
Stop being so sexually aggressive with me at work.
Sorry.
Thank you. So yeah, when was the first time you fucked a white chick? I want to know from both of you guys. This is actually a great question because I feel like Derek lost his virginity to a white chick.
No, I lost my virginity to a black chick.
Yeah, you are. Look at all the white chicks they fucked. They're thinking back. They go through the Rolodex.
So,
look at him. Look at Eagle. He can't even. He's fucking.
It's a hard question.
Why
to ask.
Why are you doing this? It's a lot. Yeah, I'm 34. I've been boning a little while. So it had to be my
first white chick. I remember my first black chick.
Maybe I might remember my first white chick. It was a terrible experience. If it's the girl I'm thinking of.
Okay.
She was married.
Oh, okay.
And she was older than me.
You fucking animal.
No, I always fuck married. Like, whatever.
Eagle.
Life.
Eagle. Was she married to a white man?
Of course.
That hurts me.
Nah.
I feel so bad for this white guy.
Wow. He had to do it.
This hot young fucking mulatto banged his wife.
So here's the thing: they were married, and he took her virginity, and they started to open their marriage later on because she wanted to experience some other dick. She had never been with other dick.
Okay, so she wasn't cheating.
But I've been a whore, even though I was younger than her, a lot younger than her. I've been a whore.
How old are you now?
24. But at the time, I was like,
shit,
I was like 19. But I already had numbers on the board. You know what I mean?
Of course.
So like,
got 8 abs.
Yeah, so she was like, two people in, maybe, but she was older, so she had like older mentality. She was like, "I'm gonna teach you how to do this because you're younger than me." And the whole time I was just annoyed because she was like, "Okay, don't rush, do this, do that." And by the time I was like hardly even hard anymore, I was like, "This is just, and your pussy was whack." I was like, "This is a terrible choice."
So that was that, but it still kind of made you like.
Someone ruined my first white,
but she wasn't.
I've had good whites since.
She wasn't cheating on her husband though.
I guess technically not.
Because I guaranteed this one of the rules was don't fuck a 19-year-old half-black kid. That would be my one rule.
About exact rule.
We could be open, but you're not fucking young half-black men. Exactly what you want. She can't have exactly what she wants.
Okay.
You know? And that's like a rule for my girlfriend. She said we could have a threesome, and she was like, I can't have a threesome with like a white chick. And I was like, you know exactly where my head's at. She wants me to have a threesome with like an Asian bitch because she knows I'm never, like, if you look at my porn history, I've never looked at an Asian chick ever. Like, I could give a fuck less. They mean nothing to me. They mean nothing.
Yeah, I don't find Asian chicks attractive.
So that was your first white chick and it wasn't good?
It wasn't good.
Yeah. First white chick.
I can't say first because it's just a mess, right? But no,
I'm just angering my white fans right now. Just
that
you describing you guys fucking white chicks, it's just to bother my fans.
No, nah, man, it's
there's
cool
five
stuff.
Different fans cleaning shotguns nah, man, right I've now. Never,
let me tell you. Let me tell you. Yes, I fuck white women. I will say that, but I did it black though. Like I fuck white and white chick to the D'Angelo song. How does it feel? Like the untitled.
Yeah.
She start crying and waving her face.
No.
She was like, "Oh my god, this experience." Like it was a lot of that shit. They like black dudes because we're a novelty to them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because they go, I'm pissing somebody off in my family.
Does that bother you at all?
No.
Well, I say it all the time when women are like, we're so sexualized. I mean, the number one search on Pornhub is BBC. Yep. Like, black men are the most sexualized people in America.
Yeah.
White women love us.
Like, fucking.
Of course. It's porn. It's weirdly, like, racist. There's this racist undertone where you don't even, like, talk about it. Like, they use black men like they're animals, like it's a horse, like a steed, like you're like
it's like taped slavery shit.
It's fucking crazy. Great.
It's called prepping the bull.
Yes. they really do. And
it's fucked up.
Women get paid more. This is true. Maybe not anymore, but back in the day, women would get paid more to have sex with black men.
That was damage pay
on camera. They have the insurance. Yeah. It's insurance. But they would get paid more because it was almost like this fetish type thing. And it's sort of like you don't really talk about it. Nobody says anything, but it's just like very blatant, like this weird thing. And it is very like, you know, black.com. It's like these big fucking black guys just pounding out these little tiny
white
chicks.
Yo, Black threw me off recently, man.
Why?
They had a black porn star, female, on Blacked. And I was like, I thought
she's
this
not
was
black.
Just fucking
she is
white
black.
Girls.
What are you doing?
Too late.
No, she was black, yo. Tiana Trump.
Oh, yeah. But Tiana's light.
That's what I think it was. I think they tried to sell her as white.
She was being fucked by black guys?
She's being fucked by black guys.
I saw one where it was unblacked. It was pretty good. And I don't really love black porn. I've talked about this plenty of times. It's because I'm racist. And no, it's because I can't imagine myself with that huge black dick. I don't connect
and
with
his
that.
Dick is shockingly dark.
I have a dark dick, but imagine a white guy with a black dick. The size, but the color. It's fucked up, man. It's all crazy, dude.
The plight of the Puerto Rican. Yeah.
So, but I can't.
It could be a play.
I can't fantasize about being that black guy. It's hard. But black is the quality is so good, and the girls are so good.
So high def.
It's high def.
It's like I'm in the porno.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's pretty good. So I've had it, and they had one where it was like a black chick and a black guy, and they had like a white like babysitter or whatever come over, and then they both fucked her. It was great.
That's cool.
That's another fantasy you have once you start once you have a kid. Is the babysitter fantasy is like the fucking
the I wonder best. How often, like what percentage of it is, like in real life, what percentage of babysitters are getting fucked by their, you know.
Who knows?
I fucked a babysitter once.
Did you?
Oh, good for you.
That's great.
Yeah, I fucked a babysitter once at one of James's babysitters.
Yeah, that's I'm a traditional wonderful. Guy. I'm not out there like that, you know. But
you don't be doing the taboo shit?
I don't do the taboo. I'm a traditional sexer. Like, I remember one chick. She gave me pussy because Trump won the election.
It's great. It's great.
She was so sad. She's like, I don't feel like going home. And met white woman. And that, she was one of those liberal, wanted Hillary to win, but she didn't win. So that was one that was cool.
That's nice.
Like, I think about notable white chicks. There was one, she was a traveler. She was on that Reese Witherspoon Into the Wild
time traveler?
No, she was like, you know, I'm leaving my rich parents to go be somebody. So on her journey, she met me. Like, kind of like. Right. So you think of those kind of white girls, those privileged, you know, they just want to be
a plane
out.
Ticket.
Dancers. Oh, that you always get that. White women love black.
Oh, yeah, 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 of course.
They go dance and they meet the other mother. That's cool. After shows. Fun. Like one girl was, one girl was like from some goofy, what country was she from? She was from somewhere. And she just gave me this whole thing about her leaving home because was raised back home, but now she's here. And then, you know, I'll be open.
You ever do like the N-word play?
Oh, fuck no. I can't.
I've had it. I've had it go tell wrong, too.
Tell me about it.
I had a bad white bitch, too. Oh, my God. I'm not going to lie. Like, she was bad.
I like
feel
this.
Me? Yeah. So, like, I get to her crib.
What does she look like? What does she look like?
Just goodness.
Platinum.
Goodness. You know, ass
was
fat,
she dirty
too.
Blonde
titties big. She looked good. Titties is perfect.
She was stacked. Future in the past.
She was dope.
Dope
so,
nice.
Beautiful face, too. Everything. So,
How old is she? How old are you?
I think she's a little bit older than me, but not too much older.
This is
late 20s.
Okay.
This is like last year.
Okay.
So,
her 20s, hot chick, blonde, tall.
Dirty blonde.
Okay.
Like around my height, a little bit shorter.
Okay.
Dope, though. So dope. So, anyway, right. So we're walking up the stairs. Oh, I'm skipping apart. So, I had texted her that I was down for it. I was like, you could call me nigga in a minute. It's whatever, right?
Did she bring it up or you, bro? How did this even come up?
Yeah.
I can't remember. Oh. Knowing my freaky ass, it was probably me. I'm not going to lie. So
there's a really hot scene, which you should pull up for after this with, what's her name?
Is it a movie scene?
It's a movie scene. She's
I know what you're talking about.
Your nigger dick.
I know what you're
Doggy,
talking
this
about.
This scene. And
I watched this when I was a little kid, changed
Amanda
my life forever.
Bynes? Might be Amanda Bynes.
No way. Yeah,
Amanda. Was this cut from Hairspray?
There's no way.
She fucked a black dude in Hairspray, and that's all
they
she
did. Wanted that. To in Hairspray, but she didn't go that far.
It's Amanda Bynes and all that with
no,
Nick
no,
Cannon.
No, Amanda Bynes. No. I'm thinking of it.
That was an undertone in Hairspray, exactly.
Welcome
so funny.
To Good Burger.
Fuck me. Cannon's in the back like, this is going to be terrible.
Amanda Bynes? I can't see Amanda Bynes saying that shit, but that's so funny.
Well, pull up the. It's definitely on Pornhub. I jerked off to this scene recently.
See, they're standing up, right?
And it's a movie. And
they're
it's,
in a hotel room?
Yeah,
I know
yeah.
exactly what
naked.
You're talking
she's
about.
Naked she's naked in the movie. She's hot.
Yeah, he starts going in. When she says that, he's like, all right. He's going in.
Doggy, I don't even watch it. I just listen to the audio. Go ahead. Let's keep on going. What were
you saying? So I get there, right? Mm-hmm. Everything's going great. I follow her up the stairs in her crib. Nice crib. Go up the stairs. Her ass fat. It's like in my face. I'm like, this is fucking great. We start making out when we hit a room. And she immediately goes, yeah, nigger, give me that nigger dick. And I swear to God, I almost punched her in the throat because I wasn't ready. I forgot. Like,
so y'all didn't
I forgot
even,
I gave her the green light.
I thought
light.
That was your
wait,
foreplay.
No.
Wait,
so you didn't even get to the.
That's what I'm saying. My dick wasn't even out yet.
Yeah,
and she just sprung it on me.
She wanted that. Her
I almost punched her in the throat.
That.
And then,
she's like,
and then,
hey, nigger, pay for this cab.
Yeah, it was a lot. What? It was a lot. And then she was like, oh, what's wrong?
Why
and I was like,
now?
You just didn't even give me a chance to take it out. This is you was excited about this.
Yeah, she was in it for the racism, not the sex, man.
Yeah,
she
got
in it just to say that word. White people love.
I was upset with her,
word, man.
But I, you know, I also
ruined the fun.
Hey, look, it turns her on to be a fucked up deviant. You know, it's yeah, like, yeah. You know, it's, I don't know, the all it is. You have to listen to the N word and you get to fuck this chick. It's so just a word. Even if somebody really hates you, like they really do, and they're really racist. We get so emotional. I've had people say this happens all the time. Somebody will say something shitty on the internet, and I get emotional. I get angry, and I'm like, what am I doing? These are literally just random keys that they're punching in. There's nothing real here.
We don't deal with a lot of real hate crimes anymore. Not a lot. They're out here. Don't get me wrong. There's some real hate crimes out here, but it's not like back in the day.
No,
I mean,
not at all.
Most of the shit now is just things people say.
Yeah, it's all shit that people say. And then the society feels more racist and fucked up, but the reality is when you come offline, you come off Facebook, it's not. Like, I take a cab. It's a Muslim guy will drive me in a cab, and I go into the bagel shop. I grab a bagel from the fucking Jewish guy behind the counter, and then a Puerto Rican guy is selling me blunt wraps on the corner, and a fucking, you know, and we all coexist because we all just fucking, you know, the cultural differences don't really matter
in
every day.
New York, though.
How
New
often?
York guy,
you're right.
Hella mixed.
You're right.
Yeah, it's the bubble. Like, you really can't say that. Like, them fly over.
But
states.
That's not true because, look, you go on the road, right?
I do.
And I'm not saying that there isn't a tone of racism or an uncomfortable thing. I think it exists more because of how the media pushes it and how we pretend that it's like this fucking this cultural fucking emergency that we're in. We're like, oh my God, fucking people hate each other. And I think the reality is even when you go to the Midwest or somewhere down south, I mean, how often do you see legitimate cultural fucking clashes where people are like, you like fucking Trump? Fuck you. You're a black guy. Get the fuck out of my.
I can't say that.
It doesn't really happen often.
You
know, I'm not saying that it never happens.
You probably see even less in other places because it's so liberal here that when someone likes something that's different,
right.
They actually go a lot harder.
That's actually a great
point.
Where
like in other places, it's just like, well, all right, whatever. This is, you know, we're allowed.
That's
here.
Actually a really, really good point. And I don't think that it happens a lot online. And because we are spending 99% of our times with our faces in our phones, it feels like it's a part of our culture and a part of society. But the best thing that could happen to you is to fucking have your cell phone go dead one day and watch how everyone just sort of coexists. And there's not really much hate happening around you. It's just this fake world that you sort of put yourself into. So it's very I quit Facebook a little while ago. And you know, one of the reasons was I was just spending a lot of time on it, and it wasn't the I have to figure out what I'm going to do with my time and the resources that I'm going to use. And Facebook's a platform that's sort of going out, and it was limited. I had 5,000 friends, and I didn't have a whatever. So I deleted that, and there was so much just negativity that doesn't even exist. Like people that are like. Even people that you know, like in the comedy community, that spend their time posting just horseshit all the time to try to argue with people. And I was getting to these dumb like arguments with people, and I'm realizing none of it's real. None of it really matters. Like I don't really give a fuck about what I'm arguing. This person definitely doesn't really give a fuck. And when I got off that, I just became a substantially happier person. I wish I can quit social media altogether. I'm trying to figure out a way to do it, which I could technically pay a company to sort of just like push my stuff out. And, but I'm torn because I like being able to reach out and have an actual conversation with fans. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know,
I like testing out jokes.
Yeah, I agree. I do too. But you would also, do you think that you wouldn't test out jokes? No, you would probably just do them on the podcast, or you would probably write a blog. You would probably, you just put yourself into that platform. The reason we use Twitter to test out jokes is because we have it as a, but you were writing jokes before you were on Twitter.
I think for me personally, it's because I do long form on stage, so I don't really do like set up punch, like one liners like that. So it's just a different exercise for me.
Yeah, look, there is something about that.
I mean, we're all different.
I was thinking about this.
Damn right.
The other day, as a little aside, as you're talking about a comedy exercise, Roast Battle and Kill Tony. We're having Kill Tony at Skankfest this year, and you know, Roast Battle, obviously, I love those guys. But if you kind of step back and look at what they are, like the infrastructure, they're really just comedy classes that are like cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you look at like what Roast Battle is, they like it's an, if you know what a comedy class is, it's typically run by a shitty comedian, and you go in and you write some open mic jokes and you perform it in front of your class, and then they give you advice at the end of the class. Mm-hmm. But the quality is so shitty. Like, the only people that are willing to even run a comedy class typically are shitty comics.
Yeah, not Jim always. Teaches a comedy.
You know, it's just not, you know, the best quality comedians that are doing that. Good comedians typically work. If you're a good comic, most of the time you're doing all right. Just in general, that's why I say it's a very fair industry. If you're good, you'll probably be working at the very least. Now, I'm not saying you're going to be a millionaire, but we don't know how many good comics, you know, really good, that aren't like drug addicts, but you're like, yeah, that guy never gets anything. It's like, no. All the ones that we know are good get shit, right? So, but if you look at Kill Tony or you look at Roast Battle, what it is you have a panel of great comedians, sometimes Joe Rogan or fucking, you know, Dave Chappelle or fucking, you know, Bill Burr. These guys will show up and do these shows and be judging them. And you go and you write these jokes. It's an exercise. All it is Roast Battle is it's a writing exercise. You know, set up, punch, whatever it is. It's exercising a muscle. And then you have your writing critiqued by them in a way that's really fun that actually can get you a bunch of fans. Yeah. So they've sort of figured out a cool way to do a comedy class where it's like, it's cool. Because my girlfriend, Kim Congdon, she started off doing both Kill Tony and Roast Battle, and that's where she learned how to do comedy, and she's got a writing job now with the Impractical Jokers, and she was just telling me how she was hanging out with all the people that she started with, and they're all writing stuff, they're all getting, and I was like, that's why. It's because you guys were in actually a great comedy. It was like a fucking school for a couple of years where you had the best comics in the world critiquing the, and it wasn't your stand-up necessarily, Kill Tony it is, but it was just, I thought it was really cool, but either way, I have fucking ADD, and I just wanted to, that reminded me of that, so I wanted to kind of give a shout out to
Roast Battle.
Yeah, to Roast Battle and Kill Tony.
Well, that, and it was the people that put it together instead of immediately going for the cash grab of a comedy class.
Yes.
Played the long game and made it into a viable,
it was a show, but it was
monetary
cool,
thing.
And you could, yeah, it was a very, I really appreciate what both Kill Tony and what Roast Battle do, and I'm really happy to have them back at Skankfest, Kill Tony anyway. All right, gents, let's talk about Biotropic Labs, which is such a great company. They have an incredible lineup of supplements designed to increase performance and give you a biological edge, okay? Basically, they take you from being a white man and they can turn you into a black man. That's really the way that I look at this.
Some super serum shit.
Some crazy shit, dude, okay? Imagine we had this.
Liquid melanin.
Yes.
Wow.
I personally started taking their AFA formula. The AFA formula helps deliver more oxygen-rich blood cells to muscles throughout the body. This enables you to work harder, work faster, have more energy. That's the most important thing. You know, when I'm in the gym, as I'm getting older, the energy just isn't there the same way. I take the AFA formula before I work out. I have so much energy in the gym, I don't even know where it's coming from. Fuck steroids. I say AFA formula. That's what I say. There's a lot of science that goes into the energy boost that I feel when I take Biotropic Labs AFA. Look, I'm not a scientist, so I don't really understand the fucking ins and outs of all this other shit. I'm just telling you right now, when I take it, I feel better. So plain and simple, if you want more energy and faster recovery when you're working out, go and grab your Biotropic AFA formula. It is biotropiclabs.com. That is biotropiclabs.com. And if you use the promo code RAP15, you get a 15% discount, free shipping, and free anytime returns. That's a big deal. That means they believe in the products. If they're going to give you free returns on it, that means you don't have to pay shit. You're probably going to do it if it's not good. Biotropiclabs.com, promo code RAP15. All right, where were we? Let me ask you guys what, actually really quick, before we even get into this, let me just take a moment and talk about Gas Digital. If you guys love the show, what is it? How many episodes now? 375?
Yeah, this is 377.
Wow. 377 episodes available on demand. Anytime you guys want to watch this podcast, you can get it at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Obviously, the latest 15 episodes are available on iTunes and Google Play and YouTube. Make sure you go subscribe there as well. But if you guys want to watch the show on demand, ad-free, uncensored, you can get every episode we've ever done. Make sure you use the promo code RAP. Get yourself a 14-day free trial. The episodes come out 4 days before they go to iTunes or YouTube. They're ad-free. They're uncensored. We have a great live chat. In fact, Shannon, we're going to do questions from the live chat today at the end of the show. The question segment, all live chat questions. So right now, if you're watching live, write your questions and anything you want to know. AMA, maybe it's about the black experience inside a white pussy or any other black experience. Maybe it's about the Real Ass Podcast. It's an AMA every week here on the Real Ass Podcast. Ask me anything. And you can do it right now in the chat. This is going to be exclusively for the chat. You know what? Fuck it, Shannon. Fridays, only the chat. That's all we do with questions, all right? You got to be a subscriber at gasdigitalnetwork.com to ask these questions and to be involved in the show. Yeah, that's it. All right. Miss Cleo's dead.
I heard.
She died.
Miss Cleo died?
She didn't see that shit coming?
Boom.
Yeah. Come on. Easy hey, joke. Let's
give him a gas attack. That was solid, Shannon. Give it to him. Come on.
Yeah, can I get a quick? You know, you're too young for Miss Cleo, are you? Aren't you?
Yeah, but my mom's Jamaican, so it's, you know, it's like in the culture.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. I'm sorry
for a while. It's all good.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Your mom's Jamaican?
Yeah,
just went to Jamaica. Love it.
It's dope. The resort.
No, I said a resort. I said it.
Stay in the lights.
I said it at a villa, baby boy. It was fucking fire.
Lit.
You was out there fighting and stuff, or you were just on vacation? Because you know you fight a lot. You was out there.
No, we were chilling. We were good.
He went from MMA to Mandingo.
Jamaican
girls have like the best bodies, natural bodies. Like Jamaican girls, very the ratio of titties.
Every
and ass
Olympics,
is like,
man, I'll be like, damn.
What is that sound?
Yeah,
guys, I'm hearing like a weird sound. That I think your microphone's on. I'm hearing you guys click around. What is going on? Is it done? Okay, good.
No, it was someone calling into the VMix, the wrong line.
Oh, got it. All right, just making sure. It's all good. Sometimes these things happen. Not a big deal. Little technical issues. It happens every once in a while. Yeah, so Miss Cleo died. How did she die, Shannon?
She had colon cancer. Do you want to watch one of her like old school commercials?
I would love to do that.
I do, but then I also remember we have to watch the Fuck Me With Your Nigger Dick segment as well.
Which
we forgot to.
Miss Cleo first?
Yeah, before we move on to Miss Cleo, we should watch that segment.
He said it so professional. But well, we also have to watch that.
We must.
Is that ER?
Eagle, maybe you don't know this about me. I'm one of the best broadcasters in the world.
I can tell.
I'm up there, man. People are very underrated.
Oh, this is it? I've jerked off to this.
Who
when
is
I'm
she? What's
kid?
The girl? What's the movie? Real quick.
Selma Blair.
I knew it was a fucking. I knew it was a bitch. She was.
This shit is crazy.
Let me see.
Oh, we need the audio.
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, that just
turn it up.
You got a turtleneck.
Yo, listen, Derek.
Say, me. Say, nigga.
Oh, he told her to say it.
Yo, but Derek, see, look, you can tell this nigga's changing his tune. He's about to have white girls say it now. This is hot.
You listen.
Nigga, fuck me. Hard.
Again.
Nigga, fuck me. Hard.
Oh, it gets crazier.
Yeah, it gets way crazier. Start screaming it.
Hard. Nigga, fuck me.
What movie is this?
I don't know. The
fuck me. Hard.
Movie that makes me want to go.
Whatever the title was supposed to be. I can tell you what it is now.
Hard. Doggy, wow. She's having a great time.
Well, I'll be.
That sex scene?
It's so the best. Is that not one of the best fucking
that
sex scenes?
That and Monsters
ever?
Ball with fucking Halle?
Yeah.
Make me feel good.
That was hot.
Make me feel good
was crazy.
You know what was the hottest rape scene of any movie ever? Jesus Christ. Because they're all hot in their own right, right? You have to. But the hottest rape scene of any movie was the new Jennifer Lawrence movie where she's like a Russian spy.
Oh, Red Sparrow. That shit was strange,
doggy.
Nigga.
That rape scene, I mean, was fucking crazy. He rips her panties off.
Oh, yeah, but then Bull came in, slid him up.
Yeah. I know. He ruined it. That guy cockblocked. I know.
Yeah, because, I mean, he got the head in because I saw him make that face. Oh, yeah, and then Bull came in. Loop. Nope. It was just like, she was bait. They was like, they were the prostitution school slash agent. It was some crazy shit.
It was a cool movie. That in regular movies today, they're not really, sex scenes aren't really jerkable, right? That is a legitimately jerkable sex scene right there. The one we just watched.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I jerked off to it recently. I literally jerked off to that recently.
I've jerked off to Monsters Ball a lot. The Halle Berry scene.
Really?
Make me feel good. It's crazy.
But that's also, it's rumored that they were really having sex as well.
Well, it looks so real.
Yeah. There's a rumor that they were really actually fucking in that scene.
That's pretty wild.
That's another category of porn that I jerk off to a lot, is real sex in mainstream movies, like where it's like famous scenes that are like where they're actually, there's actually penetration.
Yeah.
Brown Bunny.
Yeah, Brown Bunny. Chloe Sevigny blows Vince Gallo.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking nuts in her sweaty mouth.
Oh.
It's crazy.
It's pretty bad.
Pretty good, dude. What?
Because he's holding his cock the whole... I hate in porn when the guy has like his hand around his dick still.
Zach really hates when a man can fit his whole hand around his dick.
That too.
Makes him furious. Show that scene. Show Brown Bunny.
He's squeezing his cock while she blows him, and I hate it. It looks like he's like punching her in the teeth.
This is Chloe Sevigny.
Like that doesn't sound
good. That's not good at all.
Yeah, because he's got a huge dick, doggy.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, sorry. Well, look. This is Chloe Sevigny, who was in the movie Kids. She's been in a bunch of movies. She's a famous actress.
Yo, this is in a movie?
This is in a movie, doggy.
This shit looks like a homemade sex tape.
This is a bad copy.
This is a terrible...
This is crazy.
...camcorder they're using. This shit.
They were actually...
This is like a movie.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah, this is a bad quality rip of it, because it's a real movie.
Who's that? Who's the chick? Chloe Sevigny. What else has Chloe Sevigny been in? You guys can say it while she's blowing, and we don't have to listen to it.
Party Monster.
What else? She's done a bunch of like indie shit. Kids is the first thing I ever saw her in.
Yo, is her throat on his man right now? Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
She plays kind of hugging it.
She played Jenny in Kids.
He putting it through the pants.
For a second, I thought it was in the throat for a second. I was like,
oh, yeah.
No, she straight up throats this motherfucker.
Really?
Yes.
They show it? They don't show
it. They show it, doggy.
Skip forward a little?
A little bit, thank you.
A little bit, yeah. And tell me other movies of Chloe Sevigny's been in.
She was in Lizzie, about Lizzie Borden.
Okay.
I mean, there's nothing here I'm really recognizing. Bloodline, the TV series, The Dinner, Beatrice at Dinner.
She's going now.
All right, here's the thing. How do we know that that's the dude that's the real actor?
Because they were dating.
Oh.
They were dating during this. It was real. Yeah. This is a widely known... Chloe Sevigny sucks Vince Gallo's dick in this movie. Look at a fucking whore. You make me sick, Chloe. Yeah. Have some fucking self-respect.
I'm a big fan of how much she's moaning while giving head.
She loves it.
She's on it. She's on it. They are latched.
She loves it. What an animal.
Such a big fan of girls moaning while giving head.
What an animal
she is. Are you not?
I'm a big fan of it.
That shit is nuts.
While giving
you
head?
I love when a girl's like into it. You can hear them. Like, oh, fuck. It's great.
This is wow.
When Zach sticks in their mouth, they could actually say full sentences. It helps with the diction. All right, we got it. No, he nuts in her mouth. I mean, we can watch the end of it. He literally nuts in her fucking mouth in this scene.
Oh,
look,
wow.
Look. What a whore.
That's in movies?
This is a fucking movie.
By the way, to be noted, hand on the bag. Good
She's
move.
A fucking solid
yeah,
woman.
Yeah, I like actually. Her a lot. She's a good person.
Pull her up now. Pull her up.
She might be a good person. Oh, man.
She's a monster. All out.
Oh, man. She got the little...
She's a monster. Yeah, you saw the wetness on her tit, too? Like, whatever that was. That's some fucking real life
My
shit.
My generation doesn't have movies like this. I'm upset. This is
That's
a great movie.
Crazy.
When I don't even know the plot of this movie, and I know it's a good
Nobody
movie.
Nobody knows the plot
Nobody's
of this movie.
A good ever movie. Seen the entire movie.
It's clearly a good movie.
Look.
Does look like he's punching her.
Watch, watch, she fucking.
I'm not a big fan of him jerking to come in her mouth.
I mean,
like, tell her to jerk. She know what to do. Obviously, she's a savage. I don't think he really came.
I think he did.
I think he faked it.
I think he fucking came. No, show her at like a Hollywood premiere. Like,
yeah, she's like in real movies.
She's in real fucking movies.
Yeah, I gotta see this. I gotta see who this is now. Like,
she's wasn't she just on a TV show?
She's
on
American Horror Story.
American Horror Story.
Are they still together? They still together?
No.
This is one of my when I get on goals now. I got to get ahead from this girl. Oh, she's fire.
I have a clip of her in Big Love.
Good. Show her in Big Love.
She's very good looking.
No, she's okay. But she's too good looking to be sucking dick on camera as an A-list actress.
That's sure. terrible. Yeah, man. Well, good for her for doing what she did, but yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, she should be using the hand sanitizer.
Oh, is she about to finger? Oh.
You gross.
Oh, if she kisses that baby, it's abuse.
That's wild.
Oh, yeah, I take that back. She's a very mediocre
Did she say she has a sweet tooth?
She's okay.
She knows what she's doing.
Okay, I know who she is. I've seen her.
You've
okay.
seen her. She's been in a bunch of shit.
Yeah, she a plain Jane. She a plain Jane, Eek.
She's very basic.
She's like, I just spit
that
this
one
out.
Picture, the first picture, she looked very nice. All
right, we got it.
She a plain Jane, but she played a, she's in the hospital, so she's not made up.
Yeah. True.
But, it's still know. Crazy.
Yeah, Last Tango in Paris. Marlon Brando raped that lady on camera.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
But
I
it's
heard about
Brando.
That.
Yeah. And then Caligula is the funniest one because those actors didn't know. Yeah. So in Caligula, they shot all these like kind of like orgy-esque scenes with real actors.
Okay.
And didn't tell them, went and got porn people and shot insertion shots. Wow. Yeah. So when the actors went to go see it, they're like, oh, let's go see this vaguely dirty movie we made. And then there's just fucking in it. Wow. And it looks like it's them.
Wow. Huh.
There's another one with what's his name? The weirdo that from Transformers.
Was Shia LaBeouf?
He's in one where it's rumored that he really fucked the chick.
Oh, Nympho.
Like an art house movie. Yeah.
Nymphomaniac.
It's not true though. They did the porn doubles.
I think they did the same thing. But there was rumors that he like
that like, movie was wild. I was like, this
nigga, I skipped.
Once you think it's double penetrated so many... by the two African guys.
Did y'all watch it? Watch it? I just
no,
skipped
I just
watch
jerked
it.
Off to every scene independently,
no.
yeah. obviously.
Here's the thing. First of all, I couldn't jerk off to it. The first one, she was too skinny. And the second one, she had those weird indie flick nipples that I couldn't get behind. I was like, that's just weird. But no, man, this girl was the whole Babylon, man. She had to fuck. It was like medicine to her. It was nuts. I'm watching like, this is crazy. And then at the end of the first one, if you don't really give a fuck, she lost her feeling in her pussy. She lost all.
Oh, yeah,
see,
yeah,
I don't
yeah,
even know
I
any of the plot. I just know that I jerked off.
I felt bad for her. I can't jerk off to this.
There's scenes where it's like you're like every sex scene from Nymphomaniac, and then you just go through her youth up to her being an old bitch, being double teamed by two black guys, and you're just like fucking rubbing it out to all of it. It's great.
Nah, man, remember the one on the they had a competition. Who could fuck more dudes by the end of the train?
Oh, yeah,
ride.
On the train.
I said,
and then
what
she,
are these hoes
then she
doing?
Blew the guy that paid for her ticket.
Yeah, it was crazy. Awesome. It was like these awesome. Chicks. It was two homegirls. It was like.
Yo, these girls exist, man.
They had a
they
bet.
Out here.
Of course.
They're out here.
Train trip. Yo, that's nuts.
There, right here.
Oh, no.
This is the double team, yeah.
You had to bring it up. Ah.
These African guys.
They don't even care. They treat her like straight, like not even like store-bought meat. Like it was crazy. They just like, yeah. They
she's about to get Jesse Smollett.
They're also.
Now, wait. Was she a double two or was she fucking everybody in this movie?
I think they were porn doubles. I think they were porn doubles, but she's naked all over the movie.
Here come these indie flicks. Here come these indie flick nips that I can't. I was just like, what the?
I don't like chicks
with
abs. Oh, yeah, I don't like those.
What's those?
That's a lot of extra nipple meat.
It's so much. She's so thin. That's why they look big. Like,
look at these niggas. They arguing over how they going to fuck her.
Yeah, they just like, yeah.
I mean, she's another. The whole thing with her, I mean, she. What is she? What?
Yo, she
you
looks
watched the movie. How did she meet the guys?
She's about to.
She does she? You know how she met him? She told a dude that wasn't. He wasn't cool enough to fuck. She was like, "Can you tell them guys across the street I'm fucking both?" The dude was like, "Mad." He was like, "I'll go." And he went over. All right,
let's
street,
be real.
Him,
oh my bad. Go ahead.
Told
Derek,
him
go ahead.
And told the guy that she wanted to fuck both. And they said, "Meet her at this spot." Now they just having a conversation. Now they don't want to cross streams. This is what made me laugh. The whole thing is, don't cross the streams, bro. I want your dick touching my dick. That's what they saying in French.
Really?
It's so funny. Like, I'm just like, oh, they try not to touch. And then
so
they touch
funny.
And they get mad at each other.
Yeah, they get into an argument.
Oh, because they double penetrate.
Yeah. And then I think they touched each other by accident. He was like, yo.
That's funny.
I mean, what? How is that a porn actor? What is
that's
going on
her.
There? Pause
that
it.
That is her.
Pause it.
That is 100% her.
What the? I mean,
there's
is
no
that?
Way that's
gotta
not
be her.
Listen to me.
That was her.
Listen
you saw her face.
Saw her face. Rewind it for a second. Get her face there.
Can we Google this?
This is not high budgeted enough of a movie to create the prosthetics and the things. I mean, how is it possible?
Yeah, that's in there.
They that's in there.
Oh, maybe unless that right there was the
that
devil.
Wasn't her, but this is her.
Maybe she got like just
look. Pause.
Oh,
that's her.
Gotta be her.
Yo, she get,
that is her.
She getting fucked right? by two dudes on like a
double penetrated.
She getting fucked by two dudes.
No way.
She's a method actress.
I don't even know.
She has range. That's range.
Method and Redman
right there.
That's Method and Redman. Ah, Zach.
That's great. Go with the little guy.
That is that.
That pew, could be her.
Has this been confirmed? Does she get double penetrated by these guys? What does this say? Because I know this is like a famous movie with this shit.
Nympho was weird, bro. I said this movie. She is, but
also look at that guy's ass. I'm not being gay, but it's a fucking muscle. It's like it's basically an ass, and then there's a man attached to it. Holy shit!
Yeah, he's
look. Those are haunches.
Look at his calves. Yep. Calves. Yeah. This nigga don't. This ain't.
He be dunking
friend.
On everybody.
This is all
that's a pure athlete.
That's not pleasure. Look at that.
That might
muscle.
Be LeBron. That might be LeBron.
That calf muscle. That's a decathlon. That wow.
Holy shit. That guy.
Look at his arm. You see his arm?
That's trauma.
He's got
for
the
her.
Body of an Olympian.
What the fuck is going on
it's crazy.
Inside?
He looks like a statue.
Yeah. What does it say? Is she actually being fucked in that movie?
I'm be honest. Her facial expression, though, looks like she's not taking two dicks. Yeah. It kind of looks like it could
maybe
be double
more
from that
the bottom
side
ain't doing nothing.
But
maybe.
How is it possible? Listen to me. It's not like, I mean, I guess it's definitely possible. What I'm saying is it's like an art house fucking movie. They're not, it's not CGI. It's not like, there's no, they say they use prosthetics in these movies, right? That's not a prosthetic. Whatever's happening right there.
Just like three people.
It just looks like it. And I feel like when you see it, when I saw the fake dick in, what was, that was
Boogie
a major
Nights.
Movie. In Boogie Nights, it looked like a prosthetic. Yeah. It looked fake. So, Shannon, is there anything on this? Shannon, stop masturbating. Jesus, you're such a whore. Fucking guys in the studio, you pig.
Oh my God. The only thing that I've I saw was that it appears to be unsimulated. I can't find an actual.
It appears to be unsimulated.
And then there's articles about her talking about doing the photo shoot for the movie, and it's like, why are you talking about the photo shoot? I can't find the actual movie. We're looking.
Yeah, please find out. What can we get her to call in? She's not doing anything.
Yeah, I don't have
to get
seen
the actress to call in. What does she do? She doesn't do shit. What, Harrington?
They digitally added porn doubles for the sex scenes.
Bam. That they did. They CGI'd.
That's what they spent all the money on.
I'm not gonna lie. CGI'd her face onto the porn actress.
Wow.
And those actors were porn actors.
Wow.
I'm assuming.
These aren't professional.
Yeah, dude,
you know
VFX
what?
Aren't as expensive. As you I mean, my movies have fucking tons of VFX.
Yeah, but they look shitty and cheap. And
not
that's
all,
supposed
you,
to.
You don't realize. How many movies have
yeah,
a
but
lot
you know
of
what,
VFX?
Though? I don't respect their commitment to their art.
It's
the
true.
Fact that they're not willing to do these actual sex scenes and you're in a movie about being a nymphomaniac, commit.
She was a
commit.
Nympho.
Basically,
like, dude,
we would
the
do
movie
these
started
scenes, Martin
with
said,
her being five.
Why have doubles?
What happens is that we have to agree on a position because of the CGI. Everything has to be set. So we do the scene with Shia or whoever it was. This is the other... And we would get little black dots on our bodies, Martin said. It was very unerotic, very tactical, and it gets quite boring because they have to do exactly the same with the porn doubles, but they're having real sex, and then they put the two and two together. So, yeah, all right. I guess yeah, it is. It's also, it's not like a, it is, the movie does look nice, but it's good. They do a fucking great job in that movie because that looks.
All of us was, yeah, it was her.
Yeah. That looks real as fuck.
What's interesting is what they said. It was like very like unerotic. It's like you hear a lot of actors talk about that when they're like, yeah, you think it's cool that I fucked this hot chick in this movie, but it's not. Like it was so uncomfortable. There's like blankets in between us. There's like tape on my dick.
Yeah, they like, do like they tape
of...
everything down, right? Is that the way it works?
There's like.
Yeah,
I'm
sure it's not fun.
It's called a modesty patch. So it's basically, it looks like a pad. And they stick it over the chick's puss.
Yeah.
And then, dudes, it's literally like a cock sock that goes over your dick and balls. And it's not a G-string. It's almost just ties around you.
But how often do you think, like, if I... Like, I'm a freak, right? So if I felt a chemistry with that chick, I would literally be like, we should really fuck in this scene.
Well,
and that would be
also,
hot
you're definitely fucking off camera, I think. I think if you guys get that close and there's enough chemistry,
if the scene
you can
go
pull it
well,
off.
You're probably going to go... Figure that out in the trailers.
Yeah, but if it's any average batshit crazy actress, the second you said that,
you don't say it. I don't think you should say it.
I don't think you should ever say it.
I think
you should make her say
flirt
it.
A little and hope she says
hope
it.
Hope she say it because
I wouldn't shoot my shot. At
Rattlesnake
one of
these
man, chicks,
you shouldn't do that.
Like that no.
I'm just saying.
Whatever.
I want you to blow up before you. You know,
I'm
be
never
good.
Going to have a sex scene in a movie with a woman. I promise you, this is never going to happen.
I'd He's like, never... y'all are taking this way too serious.
Yeah,
I'm picturing Lois and Armageddon with the animal crackers.
I'm not. It's not gonna happen. I'm not a good actor. I don't
when he went over the hills, the titties. Oh shit! Zach Amico got references, baby. That's the
days, baby boy.
That's your ace in the hole right there, boy.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you guys have different lives, different careers. You're a leading man. You might actually have a sex scene with a woman one day.
They want me to so bad. I'll be getting these scripts.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so.
Would you do it? My ass is so gross. Like, I can never show my ass on camera.
I got eczema. My skin is rancid. So it's like I would have to get a lot of treatments done before anything pops off with one of those made up Maybelline bad bitches that be in Hollywood. So yeah. I got ripped up skin because I'm scratching.
You got eczema?
Yeah.
I know that. I don't know what really eczema is.
It's just dry skin.
Can you go burn this, please?
It's not. Fuck me. It's not contagious.
I'm going to catch something for
Stop mumbling like I'm not sitting next to you, son of a bitch.
I proposed that question on Legion of Skanks, and it is a great question. I'll even propose it here. If you knew somebody had AIDS, would you take a blunt right after them?
Who,
if you knew they're HIV positive.
And you know what's so funny about that is we all know, like, that ain't going to give it to you, but we all like,
I'd burn the back. Know. I'm going to definitely burn the back, like, not in the vision, and then do it again. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, would you eat off Magic Johnson? Oof, nigga.
Magic Johnson ain't got AIDS.
Yeah, man. But would you do it?
I mean, he
cured himself, but would you do it?
Technically, you can't get AIDS
for a hilarious jackass stunt. Yes. My name is Zach Amika. and this is sushi off Magic Johnson.
That's so funny. And this is so viral.
My name is Zach Amika. This is sharing a toothbrush with Magic Johnson.
Oh, that's too much. Toothbrush. Gross. I don't know.
That's a lot.
Gums be bleeding. I don't know.
Fuck that, doggy. All right, gentlemen. I got to talk about a very, very serious issue here.
Boy, if you don't, go ahead.
I got it, man. Herpes.
Okay.
Cold source.
Hmm.
The derpy derps. Okay. It's out there. It's out there. Look, I don't have it. I don't have herpes. I gotta preface this with that. I'm not a derpy guy, but a lot of my friends do.
Okay.
A lot of my friends do, and you know, to be honest with you, it's a different time now. You don't have to be embarrassed. Shannon, how many people have derps? It's like 80% of people have herpes.
Damn,
okay,
80%,
the mouth kind or whatever, or whatever. I probably do, to be honest with you. If we're really breaking it down at this point, it's been a couple years. You know, I probably got some derps up in there.
It says 50-80% of U.S. adults have oral herpes.
Exactly. Okay, so we're talking to most of you. In fact, more of you guys probably have herpes than have a use for, you know.
Like any of the other
anything else that we talk about on this show
that we support and love.
More relatable.
It's a big fucking problem out there, okay? And to be honest with you, you know, having an outbreak, it sounds like it sucked. It sounds like a goddamn nightmare, okay? Uh-huh. So that's why we want to tell you about Abri Vitamins Super Lysine Plus.
Wow.
This is the next generation of lysine. Lysine is an essential amino acid known to help produce body tissues and infection-fighting antibodies.
Sure.
This stuff, if you're having an issue with herpes outbreaks, this stuff will help you get through those outbreaks, okay? Studies show Super Lysine Plus may reduce the severity of cold sores, herpes simplex libellulis, genital herpes, and shingles, okay? So you don't have to be embarrassed anymore, dude. Those fucking derps are going to be gone because you have Super Lysine Plus. Unlike store-bought lysine that comes in a compressed tablet, Super Lysine Plus comes in an easy-to-swallow vegetarian capsule. It's easy like to elixir. Swallow. That's what got you into this trouble in the first place. each capsule contains 500 milligrams of micronized Super Lysine Plus. It's gluten-free and soy-free. There's only one place you can buy Abri's Vitamin Super Lysine Plus, and that is abrivitamin.com. That is A-B-R-I-E. vitamin.com. Skip the embarrassing lines at the drugstore. Don't have that weird conversation with the hot broad that works behind the counter. Just go to abrivitamin.com. It'll show up at your door, nice and discreet. Hide your herpes from everybody. No doctor's forms. Just click and buy. Once again, that is abrivitamin.com. A-B-R-I-E vitamin.com. And go help yourself out right now, guys. All right, let's get back into it.
Thanks, Dr. Gomez.
So what happened with Jim Jeffries. Harrington, you brought this up to me.
So apparently this guy went on his program.
Who's this guy?
And
okay.
So Jim Jeffries interviewed him for like an hour and a half or something like that and cut it up into like a 10-minute segment.
And who is this guy? To be known?
Some Australian guy. He's like, I don't know, activist of some kind, very right wing, but not objectively like racist or anything like that.
So he's a right wing activist, and then similarly to how they they've done this with a few people. They had Gavin on one of their shows once, and they had, and they bring them on, and they just bring them on these Comedy Central shows just to look stupid, which, why would you even agree to do a show on a platform that, it's, number one, it's their job to be funny, but number two, they have a very liberal agenda, so, like, you know, there's no way they're going to edit this to make you look good. So it's sort of a bad marketing play to even do this if you're one of those guys. So it's sort of a stupid move. I would assume if I was those guys that they're going to edit this and make me look dumb. Of course.
Okay, yeah.
But this guy did assume that, and he ended up secretly filming Jim Jefferies the entire interview.
Okay.
To shine a light on the fact that they're just doing it to make him look stupid, right? Is that kind of what happened? So what are you showing me now, Harrington?
Well, yeah, basically the first 3 minutes of the video were explaining just that, and then this is, he like cuts in clips of him on his cell phone. He recorded the whole interview from like a you know, behind where the interview was taking place. So you hear Jim Jefferies. So you want me to just play it?
Yeah, gotta play it. We should always, let me say one, pause it for 1 second. We should just always have volume, you know? I'm gonna really lay it out there. We should just always, when we're playing a video, you know, and we're saying we're about to watch it together, we should always have the audio to be able to be heard for everybody in the studio and the audio listeners around the world. You know, you would assume that I wouldn't have to actually point that out, that this is just, you know, fucking logic. But I just wanted to, you know, lay it all out there. So, yeah, let's try it again.
Is this saying this? What gives anyone the right to tell anyone where they can and can't live?
When you import this culture, what do you think is going to happen? Australia's going to end up the same shithole that they came from, that they were escaping.
Wait, can we address a couple things?
Yes.
He's Jewish, he's arguably some type of Indian, and he's Australian. This nigga is a lot.
But him talking is a lot. And then he had that the tight boy, ass shirt on. This boy trying to get,
I don't like him already.
I don't like
Who is the guy's an Australian host? And what he's saying is, in the moment, that he doesn't want Muslims in his country, or sort of this. What you're showing me
Muslim.
Now.
Shout out to the Muslims. I have no problem with y'all.
Yeah, I like Muslims. My best friend's Muslim. They cool.
Yeah,
people.
That's what made it to air on Comedy
Central. But is he wearing the is he actually Jewish? He's Jewish. Okay. So, and he's basically an anti-Muslim. He has like anti-Muslim rhetoric, and he's an Australian guy, right? So what they're showing me now is what happened on Comedy Central, which Comedy Central aired, correct? Okay. Just saying, we should set it up too. We should also let people know what they're hearing.
That's what we just showed. Now this is the behind the scenes.
The right to tell anyone where they can and can't live. Really? Like
borders?
I know borders, yeah. But wouldn't it just be nice if we got to a place in society where we had
utopia,
utopia where we all just lived as
on a level I agree with.
I'm a dreamer.
I think most people, most, you know, sensible people would agree with you in theory.
Yeah.
But in practice, it goes against human nature. It just doesn't work. You bloody scumbag,
so,
Jim.
Pause it. So, I mean, not only that, he literally just edited in a different part where he was fucking saying something else as a response to a direct question. That's shitty. I agree. That's shitty. I think that, I know it's going to be edited, obviously, but to take a response that it wasn't, he didn't respond with that, and just to paint it as something that it wasn't. I don't give a fuck about any of this stuff. First of all, I don't give a fuck about American politics. To try to find me giving a fuck about Australian politics and their policies, it's not going to happen. I don't give a fuck, doggy. Okay, I don't take a side on any of this shit. I'm just saying, if you are trying to be somebody who, at the very least, you know, even in comedy, you're trying to tell somewhat of a truth, right?
Okay.
Even if you're an absurdist, you're trying to find some. You're trying to find some truth to a certain degree. And Jim Jefferies' whole job now is this Comedy Central, like, you know, political left-wing guy. Don't you feel like that's counterproductive to just, at the very least, when you look in the mirror, don't you kind of go like, well, this is completely wrong and it's counterproductive to what I'm trying to do, which is we're trying to get people to laugh and we're trying to educate people at the same time. And you're just leading people down a really dangerous path. It's fucked up. Like you're misquoting a guy and saying that he says something that's pretty fucking crazy. Like play his original response again, because the original response was, it sounded pretty fucking, you know, shitty. The immediate reaction
to apologize, I've done it and I will do it.
I might sound like a hippie saying this. What gives anyone the right to tell anyone where they can and can't live?
When you import this culture, what do you think is going to happen? Australia's going to end up the same shithole that they came from, that they were escaping.
Wow.
What?
Wow. That's wow. Just not the response that he gave. And I don't know what that was a response to or what the context was and what he said. I don't even give a fuck because I don't even want to look deeply into what's being said because that's not the point here. It's about Comedy Central. They should be embarrassed to be called on this. They should be embarrassed. It ruins the credibility completely of anything that they do involving politics or social issues.
Okay.
I think that that's a really, really embarrassing thing.
I feel like Jim Jeffries looks dead behind the eyes on that show. Like, look at him doing stand-up and how happy, and he's having fun and talking about, like, whatever he wants, talking about his kid, like, living his life. When he does that show, he just looks dead behind the fucking eyes.
Somehow I'm noticing other things. Like, I don't care enough about politics. I'm there or any of the, like, I'm realizing about this, you fuck with, like, MMA and stuff, right?
I'm a big fan, and I train for one fight.
I heard you whooped ass, too.
Well, I trained for one fight, and I did win. I am an undefeated mixed martial artist.
Yeah. Talk your shit.
Pick up yourself.
Not a big deal.
But he's got MMA swagger, the Jewish conservative dude, doesn't right. He kind of seems like
he might do
like,
that Krav Maga. He looks Israeli.
He does the Krav stuff.
Mm. All right, so play some more of it. And you could fast forward. Go to the next segment of what he said. Go ahead.
He's considered the perfect man.
Right, yes.
Okay?
You can't draw a picture of it.
No, don't you dare. I've got enough death threats on me, brother.
There he is.
Jesus Christ.
There he is. He looks like a wobbly ghost.
He's finally going to understand Islam after this shit comes out.
Pause it. So that was Jim Jeffries drawing the Prophet Muhammad, which Comedy Central specifically wouldn't allow South Park to air their whole thing. You remember that, which is such a great...
Even though they already did.
What?
There was an episode before that where they just showed Muhammad.
Oh, did they? I didn't know that.
They had the Super Friends, and it was every like religious leader. Yeah. But it was before that was a controversy.
That whole controversy, yeah. So, yeah, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, Jim Jeffries is making a joke. He's being funny in that moment. Sure. And, you know, the powers that be that edit this stuff together, you know, they're like, oh, yeah, we're not putting that in. That's crazy. I understand why Comedy Central wouldn't do that. But you have a guy who, you know, Jim's a funny guy, and he's making these jokes, and he's doing these things that would be considered provocative or, you know, that would piss people off. That would piss off Muslim people probably just as much, if not more, than some fucking Jewish guy saying that he wants to have a separation of state, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like, it's just kind of hypocritical and shitty. I don't know. Like, I'm a fan of Jim Jeffries' stand-up, and the couple times that I've met him, I've liked him. It's not as much on Jim. Jim doesn't edit his own show. You know, this is the world that we live in, but it's a very irresponsible thing. And this guy, I'm glad that he pointed it out. People should, first of all, you fucking morons. First, if you're going to Comedy Central for your fucking news, you're an idiot. If you're going to Comedy Central for your comedy, you're a fucking idiot. Let's get real, okay? There's you know how many things are at your fucking fingertips right now? You know how many incredible fucking things you could watch right now at your fingertips on the internet? Podcasts you could listen to, stand-up comedians you could watch. There's so much out there, okay? Comedy Central at this point, they don't understand what the fuck's going on and who's the next big comedian. What they want is they have to market to a certain crowd. They know that these young millennial college students who are spending the money on the tickets, they want to hear a certain narrative. And if they can package you within that narrative, then you can go through that path. But that's not what the funniest thing is in the world. That's not the best quality in the world by any means. Quality comedians in the world aren't young. They're not young dudes. It's guys who've been doing it for 30 fucking years. Okay. Yeah. Those are the best because this
I don't
is
know, Lou, when I watch a half an hour comedy, I would like to watch a gay guy who's been doing comedy for 3.5 years.
Yes. But that's exactly what we're getting now. And they used to Comedy Central used to celebrate guys like Dave Attell and fucking
put a lot of rookies on, man.
Geraldo and fucking Bill Burr. And it's like that to break and to get a special and to become that big, you know, Comedy Central was sort of like they really did have their finger on the pulse. I downloaded, I remember years ago, just the entire half hour special, like up until like 2007 or 2008, like every half hour special, I got like a zip
Patrice's
file.
Patrice's half hour made me move to New York.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's one of the best.
Patrice's half made me go, I've got to get to this.
And they used to give guys like that specials. And it happens here and there still. And I'm not shitting on Comedy Central, but, you know, whatever, dude. I'll take, if Comedy Central wants to book me for something, I have done stuff on Comedy Central, and I'm sure I will again in the future. But let's not get fucking twisted. You know, if you are going to that for you know, for really for anything, I'm just going like, I mean, doggy, get, you know, get your fucking finger on the pulse. There's other, if you want news or comedy, there's better places to go than Comedy Central. And this just shines a light on it. This shows what the, they have a specific agenda. And to be honest with you, a dangerous agenda to, mm-hmm. you know, they don't really care what they do to this guy's fucking life and what happens to this guy. You know, why wouldn't you want to have an honest conversation? Why wouldn't you want to have a real thing? So,
somebody probably thought it was funny that they did that. You know,
maybe. I don't even watch his show, so I can't even really comment on the show. I don't actually know. We're going to get out in a couple minutes. I wanted to just, this is one more thing that happened. I don't even understand this. What happened with Shane Dawson coming on his cat? What happened?
Wait, what?
What do you mean?
Shane Dawson, is he a podcaster and like a YouTube personality?
Coming on his cat. Like his actual cat?
Yeah, I guess a few years ago he did an interview where he said that he would fuck his cat or he would like hump his cat until he, till completion. And then, the internet went wild about it. Harrington, do you know anything about this? Maybe not.
Well, he just sent out a tweet a couple days ago that said, I didn't fuck my cat.
Show me the tweet. Okay. Let me see the tweet. I didn't fuck my cat. I didn't come on my cat. I didn't put my dick anywhere near my cat. I've never done anything weird with my cats. I promised myself I wasn't going to make an apology video after last year's thing, so I'm just trying to be as short and honest as possible.
Wow.
I don't know. If you deny something three times in a row like that,
yeah. He probably cat. He
probably
fucked
his cat.
Put a lot of commas in there.
The line in the article afterwards is hilarious. It says, look, Dawson was compelled to address his sexual relationship with his cat on Sunday.
After a 2015 episode of his podcast, Shane and Friends.
And the now deleted episode.
If you heard a guy go, I didn't rape her, I wouldn't rape anybody. I'm not a rapist. You're like, I think you probably.
And then they deleted the episode.
Yeah, that's a lot. Probably raped her.
You got to listen to the sentence. I'm not a rapist. I didn't rape her. That's three in a. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, like, that he's guilty about something. I mean, you know, whatever.
But who's to say? I mean, maybe the cat's not a victim. Maybe the cat likes that.
I don't fuck my cat, and then he just slowly starts licking milk.
Oh, God. Yeah, bestiality, it's still legal in a lot of states, right? I think that's a thing. You could actually fuck cats. It's not right.
No, it's only...
I don't understand how it can be illegal. Who's going to tell?
Like, I think it is illegal. Wasn't that movie Zoo?
Those cats could talk.
About how like Oregon or Washington was like the last state where it was legal?
I don't know. I never saw it.
Zoo was a documentary about Mr. Hands, the guy that got fucked to death by the horse.
Ooh, can we see that trailer for Zoo?
Is there a documentary on that?
Yeah, and it's all... Well, the documentary's about... So they didn't release his name.
Okay.
And the whole documentary is basically about the legal process of his name coming out. But you find out he was part of like this group of people that had a farm specifically in a state where that was still legal and they were making bestiality sex tapes.
So it wasn't like, here's the thing, what happens is this guy gets fucked by a horse. I think everyone's assumption is like, okay, he turned left when he should have turned right that day. You know, he made a mistake. We could all be there. Not that we'd all fuck a horse.
Wait,
listen, hear me out.
Or get fucked by
Eagles,
a horse.
Relax. Okay. Stop with your fucking judgmental attitude. Okay. So far. What I'm saying is, I'm saying that we've all done some freaky shit, right? We've all said this. We all have our own little fetishes and weird things, right? So I can understand. I wouldn't do it, and I'm not saying it, but I can understand how somebody would have a sexual deviancy that would bring them down a path where they ended up fucking a horse.
Oh no, I can see that.
It's not.
I can 100% see that.
I'm not that guy, but I. It's
have
not.
Have y'all ever watched bestiality porn?
I'm not.
I've happened upon it. Obviously,
I've slipped into it. I have. Yeah. Shit, getting fucked by a dog. I was like, this is kind of savage.
Oh, that shit was. But it looked like the dog knew what he was doing.
That's what I liked about it.
They know. And, you know, so here's
the
thing.
You think he tells all his dog friends?
Yeah, like, yo,
fucking believe what happened to me.
But I think that, you know, I can understand how somebody would have like a fucking fucked up crazy deviancy. And that thing, I always assumed the Mr. Hands video was a guy who said, you know what? I'm going to do this. Mm. I'm going to fucking do it. Not that it was basically a farm porn sex club. Like,
yeah.
That like, you know.
And so they were trying to hold the horse back. Horse had, he wanted it. Goes full.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it kills him.
Kills him, but he's bleeding out in the car. They drive to the hospital, bleeding out in the car, and nobody wanted in the dock. They say, like, nobody would take him into the hospital. So they pretty much just pulled up to the hospital and they're like, all right, see you, horse faggot. And just left him to bleed to death.
Can
next
we see
to the
documentary
hospital.
Trailer? Let's see.
This is crazy.
Yes. Yeah, fucking crazy, man.
A poetic film?
Strange, strangely beautiful.
Wow.
Fuck out of here.
He was a man.
Like any other.
Wow.
It was a great escape. There is kind of a spiritual feeling because you're connecting with another intelligent being.
Pause it.
This is produced
what
by
the fuck?
This was produced
spiritual
by
spiritual connection because you're relating with another brilliant being. Ah,
this exists, Zach. You've never told me about
but
this.
His
I'm not gonna lie. I'm a little bit hard.
What the fuck, bro?
We did. I did go over this documentary in depth on the Thing Is podcast also on Gas Digital Network. Thank you. Ding. Want to keep going?
You fucking scumbag.
I gotta get it in when I can.
Edit it out.
Shannon, I love your voice if that means anything.
Yeah, her voice
just
is
every
fire.
Time
yeah.
you Shannon, say something, it fucks with me a little bit.
Shannon doesn't fuck black guys, but would you maybe do...
Wait. What about would black you and white? Say?
Shannon, every time you talk,
we can work on it. Black and white before.
We can work on it.
Shannon also was double teamed by her ex-boyfriend. Would this be a hot double team right here?
I think so, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
These
especially
two?
If it's true about
keep your eyes closed, nigga. I don't want to see... Nothing. You stay on your side.
Yeah, doggy.
Y'all all think it's a joke until afterwards I'm trying to flirt. Like, yo.
I know. You no, how about Shannon? I would have no problem with Shannon fucking
you. Every time you talk, I'd be like, oh.
Yeah, she's great. Right.
Shannon, have you ever done anal?
No.
You wouldn't either?
No, I've like, I made an attempt and I was like, no.
God bless you.
That's where I'm at, anal. I don't like anal. I tried a couple times. I was like, this is whack.
Just no. I'm just worried about a dollop of shit. Somewhere, yeah. And then you see a dollop of shit on the head. Oh God, it just shit makes me scared.
Yeah, she's got to make sure she's got to. If you're gonna fuck a chick in the butt, she's got to number one not eat for like fucking 10 hours, and she's got to shit, clean it all out, shower a couple times, get up in there.
When I eat, but I always have a girl go in the shower right before I eat it. I'm like, you got to really wash that thing out.
I don't mind it. I like a little smelly butt once in a while. Come on, man. She worked a long day.
Oh, she smell like outside.
Yeah.
Great. Oh,
got a little crumbs on your tongue.
Oh, y'all motherfuckers.
I can lick a table if I want to lick a table.
You see that bitch licked the toilet in the plane?
That was gross, but I don't believe. Oh, in the plane? What? I didn't see in the plane.
In the plane, she licked the fucking. Oh, God. What is this? She was a. She didn't consider herself a guy or a girl, but she just did this thing where she licked the toilet in an airplane. I'm like, what the fuck? It was gross.
No, she doesn't have psychological problems at all, right?
She licked the toilet.
There was another chick who did it,
like,
and she was licking a cute
though?
Chick, like, licking a toilet, and I looked at the toilet, I was like, this is a fucking really clean toilet. Like, what, you know, it's not that big a deal.
You were unimpressed? You were like, they just
cleaned this. Shit.
Let me see.
This shit is
gross.
Oh,
yeah, this is the chick. Oh, it's an airplane. I didn't know it was it was an airplane. Oh, that's gross. There's no way it's that clean.
This is how gross I am. She could literally lick that toilet and then suck my dick immediately afterwards. Like, I would be like, yeah, okay.
Is that the freckle filter? Is that a filter? That's a filter.
It looks like she might suck a mean dick. I'm with it.
She does. She got three nose rings, but that's not the point.
I'm with it. That's exactly where my mind goes. My mind immediately goes to her.
That shit is gross.
That is pretty gross.
That's gross.
I'm a fan
sorry.
Of her.
I'm sorry, man.
I can't. Yeah, I can't do anything that freaky. I mean, I understand it though. I understand why that would turn her on. Did video herself for?
It turned me on.
Yeah,
I like.
You're
it.
A freak, Eagle.
It's disgusting.
You're a freak, bro.
Yeah,
no niggas is gross.
Show us the rest of that documentary trailer,
let me
please.
See this shit. His death, but his death
shocked nation.
Did it?
Nah, your friend didn't make it. He was not supposed to be dead. Stop right where you're at. You're being arrested for homicide.
Thanks so much.
People who have sex with animals should face felony convictions for animal cruelty.
What's the guy thinking? Screwing a horse.
These animals don't have the cognitive ability to consent, but how do they know the horse didn't consent? How in the world can this happen without consent?
The owner died, and the horse was left to fend for itself.
You don't know who else out there thinks how you think or feels how you feel.
I just said, take me to the horse. Stallions can be very
dangerous.
She's
like, holy shit, I need to fuck this horse.
I don't need a lot of human contact. Rather just be with our animals.
We didn't know what his interaction had been with humans. Was he going to try to mount me?
Someone actually stood there.
This is real.
Gave me some attention.
Yeah. There was a kind of a rope thing with a small noose. And he said this is where he would work the horse. And I thought, well, what do you mean?
It's a very intense, wonderful kind of feeling.
And it was just so not real.
what happens when who we appear to be is different from who we are.
Oh, God.
Makes you think, doggy.
I don't think anything really can kind of compare to it.
Whoa.
You know, every year there's a lot of arguments for what should win Picture of the Year. And then you see something like this and you're like, clear-cut winner. Yeah. You know what I mean?
What
you're
happened?
Like,
how did we not beautiful. Hear about this?
Zoo.
Yeah, it'd be great to watch it win an Academy Award and just the horse comes up the aisle.
Like, I think Jordan Peele directed this.
Doggy, that is fucking...
That's fucking nuts.
I'm a fan of it.
I want to watch it now.
Me too.
Go watch Zoo, though. Seems fun. We have a couple more minutes here. Just a little time left on the show. Going out to New Jersey tonight. I'm leaving right after this to go out, which I'm very excited about. If you guys are in Point Pleasant, New Jersey, come the fuck out. Smoke a blunt with me, baby boys. We have some questions from the chat, Shannon. Thank you, Harrington.
Give me a fucking answer. 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 I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question.
My sister just texted me. Remember the time you fingered Mew Mew Kitty and she came all over the table? She listens to this show. So, did I finger our cat? No. Shut up, Jenny. Did I? Maybe. That could have happened.
Wow.
It was probably to be funny. I do that regularly. I do jerk off dogs, like, to be funny. Like, not to completion. Just, like, if somebody has a male dog in front of me, I'd be like, oh, look, and I jerk it.
Do they ever get...
Do they do that thing
like
where they
the lick red their thing
face?
Come out? Do they ever get hyped?
No.
You ever see when they lick their face because they're feeling good?
Yeah.
That's it. I'm like, ew.
It's funny. It's very funny to me.
Dogs be getting
I can see that.
It's Chinese hilarious. Dog. If you don't think me that's jerking funny. Off your dog is funny. Fucking funny and you have a problem with it, you're just an unfunny asshole. Sorry. My sister also, I'd like a bag of weed thrown into the mix since I won't be able to cop tonight. Jenny, if you're listening live, text me now. You better be. If you're driving me, let me know. She's supposed to drive me to Jersey. Oh, no. The internet's not working at home. So much. So much going on.
It's been crashing around. It was down in Brooklyn a couple nights ago. All
right. We have some questions in the live chat. You guys can also shoot us emails, submit any questions, submit dick pics.
Just got a dick pic.
Nice.
My bad. I sent that already.
Shoot your shot.
We're having our Photoshop Shannon contest as well. So if you guys want to send in those Photoshops or submit a scam for the Scam That Juice segment, shoot us an email at realassofficial.
One of the submissions that we haven't gotten to yet, you know, Kespira.
Yeah, she's hot.
It's her boyfriend submitted this the Photoshop.
Nice.
Us. So yeah, she wanted to make sure that
Kespira is like a goth chick that comes out to Skankfest every year. She's got armpit hair, smoking hot. I don't even mind the armpit hair, smoking hot chick. A little bit of a weirdo though. She looks like she like fucking want to suck your blood.
Oh wow, yeah. One of those weirdos.
Yeah, not even like a vampire, more like a bloodworm.
There you go. How about that eek face?
I'm all about it.
I would take it down. I hate armpit hair, though. Not a fan of it, but I'd take it down.
I want to put my face in her armpit like I've got a silly mustache.
she's eccentric looking.
I bet her head is fire.
Oh, yeah, definitely, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, she'll like puke on your dick if you want her to.
Oh,
sure.
God.
Fucking animal. There's no way that girl's not a fucking animal in the bedroom. Yeah.
She got cat eyes.
Yeah,
she's
go lit. Follow
she got
her
cat
on.
Eyes. Of she's course lit. She's an animal.
Go follow her on Instagram.
Cat eyes.
So what are some of these questions here, Shannon? Let's get some questions going.
Okay, from Little Ray, would either of the guests fuck a racist person with Nazi tattoos?
Good question. Well, if you know a chick's actually racist, because
do I know before or during? Like does she has a big old swastika on her ass and we see like, oh, shit. Like, is it like that? Or like, I would have to know. Like,
if she's racist, she's doing the same thing that you would be doing, which is hate fucking and being turned on by something she's not supposed to do and something that culturally she's like, you're not supposed to want to fuck a Nazi bitch, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's not supposed to want to fuck a black guy. So you're essentially coming in and you're both giving up.
Really
that's when
chemistry.
Love happens.
That would actually be incredible sex. Guaranteed
that's
you'd have fucking
happens.
Crazy sex. Hate sex is great. I fucked chicks that I hate before. I have fucked plenty of chicks that I hate.
Yeah, sex is good.
So, would you do it?
At first, I was going to say no, but you know what? I think yes. I think I would.
To be honest with you, not
but I'd be real
so
cold about it.
Oh, okay, good. Well, you got to be. You can't be too warm to it. You can't warm
no,
up
but
to
don't you kind of want to be like, yeah, bitch, this is what you're missing out on, and like do it really good?
That might be a an angle. Just be like, this is what you miss because of your hate, bitch.
Yep. Too much hate. I want to fuck her so good that she kind of catches feelings, and then I just leave.
Oh, okay. That's the best revenge.
Exactly. You want to change her outlook on the world. That's what my goal as a black man would be, to be like, oh, maybe I've been doing this all wrong. I've been going about life all wrong this whole time.
Yeah, so to change her, fuck her into a new outlook. That's actually a pretty good perspective.
Right, next question, Shannon.
This is from BMXJ. Chick with a dick or dude with a puss?
We get this question a lot.
I'm going to stay in the house. No, none of them.
You got to choose one.
Do I have to choose
one? You have to.
Dog, if you had to choose one, come on.
So it's a transgendered. The woman has a dick, meaning it's a dude that's become a woman.
Okay.
But let's say she's also very attractive. Like, as good as it gets for a tranny, right?
All right.
Who's the hottest tranny porn star now? It's not Bailey J. Bailey's cute, but she's not, like, she's fine. We give way too much credit to Bailey J, and I like Bailey a lot. I like her personally. She's very hot, right? But there's no way she's the hottest tranny porn star right now.
I think she's the hottest white one.
Who's this bitch?
Oh, that looks like a dude.
Who is that? She's not even that hot.
I just typed hot trans porn stars.
No, the hottest, Shannon. There's an answer here. Hottest trans porn
star. What is that?
I don't even know who she is.
What is that? It looks like, is that...
What the fuck?
I don't know what that is.
It looks like two babies are coming out of her chest.
Like it could have been a vagina at some point.
Yeah, and two babies coming out.
That's so bad.
Let's see.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, that is not enticing. Right. That is not enticing at all.
Okay, look at
it's
Aubrey.
It's so early in the morning to be seeing these pictures.
Look at Aubrey Kate. See, this a trans chick fucking a regular chick?
That's a whole dick down there. Ew, look at that.
Is that Aubrey Kate? No, she's not good looking there. The last shot was great, though. No.
Nope.
You can always tell.
I'm not moved, man.
Okay, what about Jane Marie? Hold on. Time out now. But just don't show us the dick, because these are black men, dude.
Yeah,
you're not going to be able to fucking just show it from the waist up, Shannon. Because they're not going to, as soon as they see the dick, they can't get past it.
Yo, you're right. You're right.
Absolutely right.
Doggy, this bitch comes up to you after a show. You are literally being, I'm going to suck on your foot. Whatever's between your legs right now, I'm sucking, bitch. And then, boom. She's hot. Right?
I can still tell, though.
Go back for a second.
You guys didn't notice that Shannon's trans?
Here's the problem. Go back. Look at her stomach. Shannon also looks like she could be a trans.
Yo, you scared me when you said that. I was like, is he for real? I don't know what's happening. 2019.
Trust Zach.
Zoom in on her stomach. This is a man's stomach. Women don't have stomachs that turn this color. Like, whatever it
She's supposed to have a happy trail. It's supposed to be a happy trail right
it's now. You funny.
She's got a 5 o'clock shadow happy trail.
Look at her stomach. That's
looks
a
like
dude.
George
she covered
Clooney's
up her
stomach.
V-cut with tattoos.
That's so fucking funny.
Yeah, she's
oh,
not.
Oh, man.
That's not
so
even the
funny.
One.
Yeah, I can tell. It's like hands, and you hear their voice and the chin. And you're like, that chin is not. Mm-hmm. You know, but good for her. She's still beautiful, I guess, but you know,
It's not. There's no hate here. Also, why can't you say I'm not attracted to a trans woman?
Why can't you say that?
That's I don't understand not, why you can't say I, it. I,
like, why can't you say that now?
It's crazy. You have to just like pretend.
What do you mean? What do I mean?
Yeah, I mean, look, it is what it is. I have a friend who's trans, and she's awesome. You know, they don't want to be fetishized. They have like they believe that they're women, and they want to be treated as a woman. But you have to understand, it's like, the rest of the world, you know, you're sort of making them play. And one thing, we're not having a real conversation. Don't you want to have a real conversation? Wouldn't you rather actually just people actually, you know, not being hateful, not taking away somebody's rights, but don't you want to have a real conversation? Why is it that you want to push everything behind closed doors, which really, it actually festers real hate. People, when they have to keep it in, right? As soon as they're on a fucking message board, they're on Reddit, then they're making dumb jokes because all day long they got to go like, oh, yeah, trans women are just as beautiful as regular women. I would marry one tomorrow. And it's just not how most dudes feel. Most dudes feel like, oh, shit, that used to be a dude. I can't get past that, you know? I have guy friends who do that, who fuck around with trans chicks. I don't, especially now, it's just a different world we live in. I don't even judge them anymore. It's like, but in my mind, they're a little fruity. That's it. You're a little fruity. You can say it, Eagle. Don't even say it. It's all good. Your face says enough. You agree. They all agree.
You're a little sus.
You're a little fruity. It's not a big deal, doggy. Have fun. Suck her dick. She can fuck you. Whatever you want to do. I don't really give a fuck. I am a freak of nature, okay? Eagle likes watching freaky bitches lick toilet seats on airplanes.
And you was getting into that.
That's grosser. I judge Eagle more. Judge Eagle more. If you were making out with that bitch, I would judge you more than if you were making out with a trans.
That makes sense.
Trans probably don't lick toilets.
No, not at all. They are toilets. Boom. Roasted. Come on, trans people. They got good sense of humor. They get it.
Yes.
He's a legend. He's a legend.
Jerry Lewis attacks in one shot.
It's a wrap.
We're wrapping this one. It's been a great show. Thank you, Eagle. Open invite. Love to have you back on. Derek, as always, we fucking love having you, man.
Oh, what a fun time.
Lot of fun today on the show. We'll be back on Monday with some more Real Ass Podcasts. Make sure you go to Gas Digital Network. Check out my other shows, Believe You Me Podcast, and the Legion of Skanks Podcast. You guys know what the fuck's up with the Legion of Skanks. Anything else, Zach?
I think we're great, buddy.
I have to piss so badly. I'm allowed to eat right now. Or in 8 minutes, I could eat. I'm very excited about this. I'm going to get a sandwich. Changing the game. All right, boys. Check out Monday. Peace.
That's all, folks.